الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our program Good Habits and Bad Habits. Alhamdulillah, in this particular program, we discuss about those habits that should exist amongst us, that we should try to make our second nature. But on the other hand, we discuss those habits which should be avoided as well. Alhamdulillah, another topic today which will be discussed. But as per usual, inshallah, a beautiful blessing of reciting the Durood-e Paak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we will start with, inshallah. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Shibli Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, he says that I saw my deceased neighbor in my dream. So when I seen him, I asked him that, how did Allah treat you? And the deceased neighbor goes, look, I faced severe difficulties. I could not even recall the answers to the questions of Munkar and Nakir. Now before I continue with this narration, remember Munkar and Nakir are those two angels. When we are entering into our grave, these two angels, Munkar and Nakir, they will come into our grave in a very scary appearance. And they will ask us the three questions of the grave. What are the three questions of the grave? The first question is that, who is your Lord? Then the second question is, what is your religion? And then the final question, all the parde, all the veils will be lifted, and you will be shown the beautiful face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you will be asked that, what did you used to say about this person? So those people who are successful answering these questions, they will be successful inshallah. But on the other hand, those people who are not successful to these questions, destruction is for them. So dear viewers of Madani channel, this neighbor, he says that I could not even recall the questions of Munkar and Nakir. So he says that I thought that I have not died on faith. Meanwhile, a voice was called out that you are receiving this punishment. Why? Because of the unnecessary use of your tongue in the world. Allahu Akbar. Then what happened? The angels of punishment, he says that they proceeded towards me. Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah, one beautiful individual, he appeared, and he became a barrier between me and this punishment. So once I was saved from this punishment, I asked this young man, this beautiful, handsome man, I asked him that, who are you who has saved me today? And the young man, he replied that, look, I am created by the blessings of your abundant recitation of Durood Sharif, and I am to help you in your times of need, inshallah, azawajal, subhanallah. So what do we learn from this? We learn from this that if you continue to recite Durood-e Paak, if you continue to recite peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the blessings of Allah, this peace and blessings, this Durood-e Paak inshallah azawajal, will help you at the time of need inshallah. This individual, no doubt he was in a lot of trouble at that particular time. The angels of punishment were proceeding towards him. But because of him reciting Durood Sharif in abundance, alhamdulillah azawajal, this acted as a barrier between him and the punishment as well inshallah. So dear viewers of Madani channel, Durood Sharif is a very strong wazifa. It's such a thing that we should do on a constant basis, on a daily basis, constantly. We should try to recite Durood-e Paak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this particular individual who was saved from the punishment of the grave, he was told that you were saved because of your abundance of reciting Durood-e Paak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now someone might be thinking that, what is abundance? What would be termed as abundance? Alhamdulillah, azawajal, by the grace of Allah, the scholars, the ulama, they are there for our guidance. And we should try to go to them, we should try to ask them questions, we should try to increase our knowledge, inshallah. The scholars, they tell us that anybody on a daily basis who recites Durood-e Paak 313 times upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this will be counted as abundance, inshallah. Now, there might be someone watching, the brother, 313 times. Do you know how long that is going to take? First of all, my answer to this is, Durood Sharif is such a thing that we should do it with passion, we should do it with love. We shouldn't be thinking about the time, we should be thinking about who we are reciting Durood-e Paak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in regards to Durood-e Paak, there are different types of Durood-e Paak. You've got the long Durood-e Paak, you've got the Durood-e Ibrahim, which we read in namaz. But one easy Durood-e Paak that you can recite, inshallah azawajal, is sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad will count as one Durood-e Paak, and sallallahu alayhi wasallam will count as a second Durood-e Paak. So by saying these two phrases, inshallah, this will count as two Durood-e Paak. If you read this Durood-e Paak, inshallah, it will take you maximum 10, 15, 20 minutes to recite 313 times Durood-e Paak. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, make one intention today. We will not sleep a night until we have recited Durood e Pak 313 times upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Keep reciting Durood e Pak, inshallah azawajal. This is such a blessed wazifa. This will help us in this world. This will give us success in this world. But on the other hand, especially, this will give us success in the hereafter, in our grave, on the Day of Judgment. And inshallah, by the blessing of reciting Durood e Pak, this will be our means of entry into paradise, inshallah azawajal. So let's, with muhabbat, with the love, with passion, now recite Durood e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah azawajal, Allah azawajal, He has given us a body, and we have many limbs that Allah azawajal has blessed us with. And one of these limbs which I will be speaking about today is the tongue, inshallah azawajal. This is such a powerful tool, such a powerful limb, that if this is used correctly, then inshallah this could be a means of us being successful in this world and being successful in the hereafter by entering paradise, inshallah. But on the other hand, if this tongue is used incorrectly, then dear viewers of Madani Channel, this could lead to our destruction in our worldly life as well, amongst our family members, amongst our relatives, amongst our friends, amongst our employer that we work with. But on the other hand, this could lead to our destruction in the hereafter. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah azawajal, in the Holy Quran, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the scholars, the pious people of Allah, alhamdulillah, they have written a lot about the limbs of our bodies. But as much information they have given us about our tongue and our heart, not that much information has been given about any other limb. So this shows you about the importance of the heart, and this shows you the importance of the tongue as well. It's very, very, very important that we use our tongue for the right way, correctly. Otherwise, this would cause our destruction in this world and destruction in the hereafter. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the tongue is such a powerful tool. Let me tell you how powerful this particular tool is. The tongue is such a powerful limb of ours that if one non-Muslim, he recited the Kalma Sharif, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with his tongue, it's mentioned that he will enter into the folds of Islam. Just by using his tongue to recite the Kalma Sharif, a non-Muslim will enter into Islam, and alhamdulillah azawajal, he will be blessed with the light of faith, inshallah. But on the other hand, this tongue can be so dangerous that if a Muslim utters words of kufr, if a Muslim utters words of disbelief, this could be the means of his iman being destroyed from him. Allahu Akbar. So it's very important, first of all, that we understand what is kufr, what leads to kufr, which words could we utter that could be the means of our iman being destroyed. And alhamdulillah, azawajal, Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, the founder of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, azawajal, he has written a whole book about the statements of kufr. If you can please try to obtain this from Maktabatul Madina, or you can download this from the website of Dawat Islami, www.dawatislami.net, inshallah, you will be able to download countless books in 37 languages, free of charge, inshallah, azawajal. But dear viewers, talking about the tongue, the tongue is in a very important place. What do you mean by this? The tongue is in a very important place. Why? Because the tongue is under the supervision of 32 gods. It's guarded by 32 gods. Even after being guarded by 32 gods, it's mentioned that the tongue is also protected by two gates as well. Now this analogy, this comparison is being used here, that these 32 gods that the tongue is guarded with, these are the teeth. And then the two gates that are being spoken about here, these are the lips. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's very necessary that we use our tongue for the right way. Even after this protection, if a person, he lets loose his tongue, then dear viewers of Madani Channel, there could be destruction for him in this world and destruction for him in the hereafter. Many Quranic ayahs of the Holy Quran, they talk about the importance of using the tongue correctly. The Sahaba, the pious people of Allah azawajal, they have also mentioned this as well, that the tongue is like a beast, a wild animal. If you do not tie it, or if you do not keep it under control, it will cause your destruction. It will harm yourself and it will harm others. The tongue is a great blessing of Allah. Such a limb, it does not have any bones. But it's so powerful, it's so powerful. May Allah azawajal not allow us to reach that level. But it's so powerful that it doesn't have a bone, but it can break many bones. Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's very important that we use our tongue for the right way. Why? Because what happens? Before an argument kicks off, before a fight starts, what happens? First of all, it's the eruption of words. this party says this, that party says that, words start to erupt, then come the punches, then come the kicks, then come the other people to hurt the person, then come out the weapons. How does it all start? Because of the eruption of words. If we control our tongue, we will keep ourselves safe, and at the same time, we will keep other people safe. But there's one point that I would like to mention here. There comes times in our lives where we are provoked. People provoke us to say things to them. Maybe someone might swear at us. They might say something wrong to us. They might shout at us. Now they're provoking us. At this particular stage, dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is testing your patience now. If you let your tongue loose at this particular stage, at this particular time, then it could be destruction for yourself, destruction for the other person as well. But on the other hand, if someone is provoking you at that time, if you remain patient, if you remain silent at that time, this could lead to a peaceful environment between you and him, inshallah, azza wa jal. And in regards to anger as well, what happens, especially when a person gets angry, we spoke about anger a few episodes ago. And we spoke about anger that when you get angry, the best thing to do is that you don't respond to anyone at that moment in time. Whether it's by message, whether it's by voice message, or whether it's actually physically by responding to them face to face. At that time, just leave that particular place. Go and perform wudu at that time. Because this is the time that you are being provoked and you are being tested. So whenever anyone provokes you, it's mentioned about the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal. What happens today is that, you know, if anybody swears at us, that's it. The sleeves start to go up and we're ready to fight, we're ready to punch, we're ready to kick the person. But dear viewers of Madini Channel, if you look at the pious people of Allah, it's mentioned about one pious person of Allah, that one individual came to him and one person swore at him. Now look, this is him being provoked to reply back. The pious person, he goes, look, if on the day of judgment, I am not entered into the gardens of paradise, if my deeds do not lead me to the gardens of paradise, then I am worse than what you have called me. But on the other hand, if I am entered into the gardens of paradise, then I do not care what you have said to me. Allahu Akbar. This was their response. But today, anybody swears at us, with their tongue, anybody swears at us, what happens? We're ready to fight. We're ready to erupt our words, which leads one thing to the next thing, to the next thing, and could even lead to murder as well. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we must learn to have sabr. If someone provokes us, we must remain silent that time. And remember, silence is salvation, and it's something that we'll be speaking about, inshallah, azza wa jal, in the coming moments, inshallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in regards to the tongue, how destructive it can be. I spoke about family members, how the tongue can be destructive. That 10 years of friendship, 20 years of friendship, 30 years of friendship, what happens? One day they have an argument, words erupt. This tongue is used in the wrong way, starts to swear at another person. And that's it. That person who we had a lot of love to, he had a lot of love for us because of our words, because using our tongue in the wrong way, that 10, 20, 30 years of friendship goes down the drain. That person doesn't even want to see us anymore. Why? Because we cannot control our anger and we let our tongue loose. We must control our tongue, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Because remember one thing, you know, today on WhatsApp and these kind of platforms, what happens is that if you send a message, and you have some time also before the other person sees it to delete that message as well. But remember one thing. Once the words leave our mouth, once we say something, those words are not going to come back. So it's very, very, very important that we must think before we speak. And if you look at the pious people of Allah, it's mentioned that the believer is such that when before he is about to say something, he contemplates in his heart that should I say this thing or should I not say this thing. But on the other hand, the jahil, he does not even think before he speaks and he says everything without thinking. So it's very important that before we speak, we think what we are going to speak. Because remember, once these words come out from our mouth, and if they come out in a wrong way, it will pierce the other person's heart. It's so powerful, these words are so powerful, that this will damage that person's heart for us. So it's very important that we think before we speak, inshallah, azza wa jal. I'll give you an example. Now, for example, two people are speaking, one person speaks and speaks and speaks, says 99 good words. One wrong word he says to that person will not remember the 99 good words, no. He will remember that one wrong word that that person has said. So people, it stays with them. They remember these things that we say to them. So it's very, very, very important that we control our tongue. And if we are going to speak, we first of all contemplate of what we are going to say, is this beneficial or is this going to cause me loss as well? And dear viewers of Madani channel, it's mentioned in a hadith that when a person gets up in the morning, you know this tongue, it's so powerful, that when a person gets up in the morning, all the body parts, all our body parts, our hands, our arms, our feet, our legs, etc., etc., they all speak to the tongue. Yes, every single day, our limbs in the morning, they speak to the tongue. And they say to the tongue, that fear Allah about us, because we are associated with you. If you remain straight, then we will also remain straight. But if you get crooked, then we will also get crooked. This is the power of the tongue, that every limb of ours in the morning is saying to the tongue, that please be careful, fear Allah. Because if you are straight, we will also be straight. But on the other hand, if you are crooked, then we will also be crooked. And dear viewers, it's mentioned in the Holy Quran that he does not utter a single word without a ready observer next to him to record it. What do we learn from this? That every single word that we utter, every word that comes from our mouth, these angels, the right angel and the left angel, they are writing every single word that we utter. The right one writes the good words and the left one writes the bad words. Every single word that we utter, they're writing exactly what we're saying. And dear viewers of Madani channel, just think to yourself now. One whole day, let's say one whole day, someone was supposed to record your whole conversation of one day. Or maybe write down every single word that you mentioned that day. And they gave that recording to you. That look, this is exactly what you said today. This is, and maybe gave you a paper, that maybe a whole book, the amount that we speak, that this is what you said today. Now, when we would read the book, we would think to ourselves, did I really say this? Did I actually mention this? Did I actually really say this? So dear viewers of Madani channel, it's very important that whatever we say, we are very conscious that these angels on our right shoulder and our left shoulder, they are writing every word of yours. Think to yourself, today we are sending messages out. We are putting stuff onto social media, not thinking twice. But dear viewers of Madani channel, remember everything that we say, everything that we do on the Day of Judgment, we will have to answer for this. We will have to mention this in front of this whole creation. You know what happens today? You know, someone gets a phone call. Mother's in the other room, father's in the other room, brothers are in the other room. And he says, no, I can't speak at the moment. Mom's in the room. Dad's in the next room. They're going to hear what I'm saying. You know, my wife, my children are going to hear what I'm saying to you. I can't speak to you at the moment. You know, they keep it on a low one. Okay, I'm going to speak to you later once I left my house. I don't want my mother to find out. I don't want my father to find out. But remember, you can hide from your parents. You can hide from your children. You can hide from your wife. You can hide from your husband. But remember, these angels are writing every single thing that you are saying. Everything that you are writing, they are writing down. So it's very, we have to be very careful in exactly what we say. Because on the Day of Judgment, everything that comes out from this mouth, we will have to answer for. And think to yourself, the things, if we are saying useless things today, and if especially we are talking wrong things, imagine how embarrassing it will be that on the Day of Judgment, how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will be there. The Anbiya, the Awliya, the Sahaba, the pious people of Allah, every single one of them will be there. Our parents will be there. Our children will be there. Our relatives will be there. Our friends will be there. And we will have to answer that, Ya Allah, I said this. I said so and so thing. So we must be very conscious on exactly what we say. And dear viewers of Madani channel, in regards to how we say things, we must also be very conscious of how we speak to other people. I'll give you an example now. How important it is to control the tone of voice that we also use as well. Now, for example, I need someone to come to me. And I say to him, brother, come here right now. Get here right now. But on the other hand, I say to him, brother, please come here right now. And you think to yourself, the first two statements that I mentioned, the way I mentioned it, that person, even if he was going to come to me, he wouldn't come to me because I've spoke to him in an angry way. I spoke to him in a rude tone. But on the other hand, if we use this tongue wisely and we say, brother, please come here. First of all, this will increase the love of us in his heart. And that person will do exactly what you say. But on the other hand, if we speak in a rude tone, if you speak in a wrong tone, then dear viewers of Madani channel, problems will start to erupt in our society. Problems will start to erupt in our families as well. And especially with our children, you know, with the children, we have to be very careful. We must show them love. You'll see as well that if you shout at your child, that child, he won't listen to you. He won't give you that response back. But if you with love say, son, please come here. Please close the door. Please bring me this. You will see that because of your love, because of your loving tone, the child will do exactly that. This is teaching us a lesson that if we speak to people nicely, this inshallah azawajal, give us space in their heart inshallah. But on the other hand, if we speak to them in a rude manner, this will cause things to appear in their heart as well about us. And it's one beautiful Madani quote in regards to how to speak to people. You know, I gave the example, get here right now. Please get here. But on the other hand, please come here. It's mentioned a beautiful Madani pool that, you know, when you give a flower to someone, you nicely give the flower to him that this flower is for you. You don't throw the flower. In regards to this, when we speak as well, when we are mentioning something to someone, we must in a nice, beautiful way give the flower of our words to them, not throw the flower at that person. Because when you throw the flower, the person will be like, look, first of all, you bought me a flower, and then you're throwing at me. You better, there was no point. You shouldn't even bought the flower for me. On the other hand, if we give the flower to someone in a beautiful way that this is for you, this will make him happy, and this will be well deserved as well. So we must be very conscious of how we speak to people as well. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it's mentioned that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, it's mentioned that people asked him that tell us such a thing through which we can enter Jannah. We can enter the gardens of paradise, inshallah. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he replied, never speak. Now the people said, Usud, how is it possible? How can we refrain from speaking? We can't have this. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he replied, that do not utter anything from your tongue. Expect what is virtuous, what is a good deed. So dear viewers of Madani channel, we must be very conscious of these words that come. Are they good words or they bad words? Could this lead us to the gardens of paradise, or could this lead us to destruction? It's mentioned by Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that even though he's such a Sahabi, all the Sahaba are destined towards the gardens of paradise. There's no question about this. All the Sahaba, all the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will enter paradise. But Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar, even though he had such a high status, even though today, alhamdulillah, he is resting right next to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's mentioned that he would put a stone into his blessed mouth. So dear viewers of Madani channel, these were the Sahaba, these were the pious people of Allah. Today, unfortunately, we speak so much. But think to yourself, every single thing that we utter, we will answer on the Day of Judgment. And what should we use our tongue for? Our tongue has been given to us to do the dhikr of Allah. Because Allah has said this on the Holy Quran, that I have created the humans and I have created the jinns for my worship. We have given this tongue to do the dhikr of Allah. But on the other hand, to talk what is necessary and what is good as well. So dear viewers of Madani channel, think to yourself, this tongue can earn us countless of rewards. How? I'll give you one example to start with, inshallah. Please, if you can, please recite after me. Say Subhanallah. Now say Alhamdulillah. Now say Allahu Akbar. These are three phrases that we used our tongue to utter. We've uttered these phrases, Alhamdulillah. The reward of these three phrases is that Alhamdulillah, Allah has planted three trees for us in paradise, inshallah. Now please recite after me. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have recited Durood-e Pak two times here now. Do you know what the blessing of this is? How long did it take you? You used your tongue wisely. By the blessings of uttering these two blessed phrases, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, our rank has been elevated by 20 times. We have got 20 good deeds and our 20 sins are forgiven. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the blessing of using your tongue wisely. Subhanallah. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Dawat-e-Islami today, throughout the whole world, Dawat-e-Islami organizes thousands of weekly gatherings for brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah. What happens in these gatherings? First of all, tilawat of the Holy Quran, then naat, praise of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then a sunnah inspired speech delivered, alhamdulillah. Then after this, mashallah, the dhikr is happening. What do they say? They say, hasbi rabbi jallallah. Then after this, illallahu illallah. Then they say, Allah, Allah, Allah. They say this for a few moments. Then Allahu, Allahu. These kind of phrases, these forms of dhikr are said, alhamdulillah. Think to yourself. You know, on the Day of Judgment, you know, all the surroundings, they will become a witness that this person was doing the dhikr of Allah. These walls, everything that is around us, this table, this iPad, this will be a witness, inshallah, for me on the Day of Judgment, that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, this person, he was delivering good, he was doing your dhikr, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. So dear viewers of Madani channel, try to attach yourself with a good environment. Try to attend good gatherings. Try to attend the gatherings of zikr. So inshallah, these surroundings, they can become a witness for you on the Day of Judgment, that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, yes, this person was doing the dhikr of Allah. So dear viewers of Madani channel, coming to the end of this particular program, remember the tongue, it's a very delicate limb. And like we have just heard, that every single day, all the other limbs, they advise the tongue that, look, be careful. If you are straight, we're going to be straight. But on the other hand, if you're crooked, we're going to become crooked as well. This tongue, we must use it wisely. We must keep it moist with the dhikr of Allah. We must not swear, we must not backbite, we must not lie, because these are all bad habits. This is the bad effects of using your tongue incorrectly. But on the other hand, we should use our tongue correctly, inshallah, to do the dhikr of Allah, to recite durood pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to continue to, inshallah, read the Holy Quran. This is a form of dhikr as well. If you look at Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, every single day he would keep his tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah by reading the Holy Quran. Let's make an intention today that inshallah every day, at least one ruku, give yourself a small hadaf that inshallah every day I will try to read one page of the Holy Quran, one ruku of the Holy Quran. And if you're lucky, if you're fortunate, then inshallah one swallow of the Holy Quran. So dear viewers of Madini channel, the tongue is a very important limb. So we must use our tongue wisely. One day someone came on the call of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what would you identify as the most dangerous and harmful thing for me? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, subhanallah, subhanallah, he touched his blessed tongue and he goes, this is very dangerous. Because once it's let loose, dear viewers of Madini channel, it can cause a lot of pain. It can break many hearts. And at the same time, it can break many bones as well. Your bones and other people's bones as well. So we must use our tongue wisely. Keep your tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah. And my humble request to you, keep watching Madini channel. Alhamdulillah, you're watching Madini channel at this moment in time. Keep watching Madini channel. Because every so often, you are reminded to do the dhikr of Allah. Every so often, you are reminded to recite durood pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every hour or so, mashallah, the slogan is said, Sallu ala al-Habib. And alhamdulillah, this reminds you that you must recite durood pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep your connection with a good environment that reminds you to do the dhikr of Allah. Inshallah, azawajal, you will see blessings. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, oh.